Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have two very wonderful and talented guests in the studio today, Ben and Amy Wright. They are parents of four children. Two of those children are Down syndrome, and they're going to tell us about their children and the mission that that brought into their life, and then a wonderful concert they're giving this Thursday night at Thalian Hall. So first of all, Ben and Amy Wright, thank you so much for coming. Welcome.
Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you for having us today.
Tell us, first of all, about your kids, especially the two with Down syndrome.
Well, we have four children.
Yeah.
Our oldest is Lily, and she's 13, and then Emma Grace is 11, and Beau is 7, and Jane Adeline is 2. Now, we call her Biddy, so it's Beau and Biddy, all very special children.
But the youngest two, Beau and Biddy, both have Down syndrome, as you said. And, you know, we knew nothing about Down syndrome when our children were born. And I think to have two biological children with Down syndrome is somewhat rare. But, you know, you learn as you go. And what you find is that they're 100% human. They have all the same needs as everybody else. They just learn, or at least our children learn, a bit slower. And you have to slow down a little bit and switch into a lower gear. And that's what makes it hard, you know, because your two older kids are running at full speed and the other ones are running a little slower gear. So you have to be very flexible in that. And people that deal with them have to be flexible with that.
You know? That's one of the challenges. So when those two children were born, you came up with a mission after that. You were inspired by them to dedicate a part of your life energies to
advocating for acceptance and inclusion. That's important for everybody, especially for people with intellectual disabilities. It has just, it's been a fuel for us, and we are on a mission. This song that we've written and plan to premiere at the benefit concert, hosting the benefit concert, it's all part of our mission.
Yes. So. Well, tell us about the song and then what that is connected to, the campaign it's connected to.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, I attended a meeting about 3 months ago. It was for the Down Syndrome and Exceptional Friend Network here in Wilmington. It's a great group of parents who get together and collaborate on ideas and support each other. Our guest speaker was from the Special Olympics, and she told us about this campaign called Spread the Word to End the Word. And I had not heard of it before. Went home, looked it up, and became empowered to do my part. So with my background being in musical theater, I thought, I'll write a song. And that's how I'll help spread the word. So that's how the song was born.
What is Spread the Word to End the Word?
It's a national campaign to stamp out the word retard or retarded when referring to somebody with an intellectual disability.
I wondered, I mean, what label do people use now? You say someone with an intellectual disability.
That's most commonly used, intellectual disability, yes.
And I remember as a kid, you know, people would use that word. Don't be such a retard, people
exactly.
would say. And I don't think people are necessarily being mean and nasty, but you stop and think about it for a second, and what you're doing is you're talking about a group of people who really have been stigmatized their entire lives, and they deserve our respect. And by sort of not using that word, that's a step in the right direction, you know, because it takes one car accident, it takes one stroke, it takes one anything to anybody who's typically developing to be reduced to the intellectual functioning of somebody who's born that way.
Right.
And I don't think you would call anybody you know a retard if something like that happened to them. So it's just a stop and think moment and a way that I think we can improve the way we show respect to all people.
Oh, that's beautiful. I remember many, many years ago being a substitute teacher in Kansas City, and the classroom I was teaching that day, one of the kids used the word retard. And I was not that long away from a long time that I'd worked in a summer camp with children of all kinds of disabilities. And I just, this fire just got set off in my heart. And I started speaking to these kids really passionately.
Good for you.
About, you know, about the children that I knew and who they were and how wonderful they were and how much I'd learned from them. And these kids just sat there, you know, in shock. And then they all got really quiet. They got it. I think they really took it in. So, yeah, if you've been around children with Down syndrome or other intellectual disabilities, you learn that it's not the way you think it is. There's so much there that the beauty of spirit that these children have is so enormous that I think lots of times I think of them as teachers for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we certainly agree.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Ben and Amy Wright, who are parents of four, two of them with Down syndrome. They have a wonderful mission to help with a national campaign to spread the word, to end the word. Amy Wright has written a song, and it's going to debut at a special concert Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Thalian Hall. Now, I want to talk to both of you a little bit about your background as performers, because you have both been on Broadway. So tell us a bit about that.
When I was 17 years old, I originated the role of Jack, the giant killer, in Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's musical. This was back in 1987, 25 years ago. So that was my start on Broadway. And then Amy and I got to do the national tour of State Fair together. And then it was on Broadway for a couple of months back in 96. So Amy had her Broadway debut in that. And we've been very blessed in our careers that way, but we found that being together was more important than growing our careers in the entertainment field. So we relocated down here to Wilmington back in 96, and four children later, here we are. And this is just a perfect opportunity for us to sort of stick our toes back into the water a little bit. I'll be singing the song that Amy wrote. Stephen Arante, the conductor of the Wilmington Symphony, arranged the song.
Great.
We recorded the song. It's just, I'm so proud of Amy. She has done all of the heavy lifting. I'm just the singer. But it's a beautiful song. The lyrics are beautiful. And we're going to perform it at the very end of the concert.
Okay. And you're performing some other things that night.
That's right.
We are a variety of Broadway songs.
You too. And great, yes, Amy.
Yes, Ben and I are joined by our great friend Kendra Gehring Garrett. And the three of us will do some of our favorite Broadway tunes. And at the end of the night, Ben will premiere the song. It starts with a voice. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you have an accompanist or a small band or what?
Stephen Arante is going to accompany us.
Oh,
yes.
He'll be at the piano. Yes. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
We're thrilled.
Quite a stage full of talent there. A lot of our listeners know Kendra Gehring Garrett as one of the Opera House Theater Company stars. She's currently in Legally Blonde, doing one of her usual magnificent performances. And then, of course, Ben and Amy with their Broadway background, and Stephen Arante, 25 years now with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. So 25 years ago, we were all busy, weren't we?
We were.
Sounds like it. It must be a pleasure for you to be singing again.
It really is. I said to Amy the other day, I said, you know, that this whole process that started really in March when she wrote the song has brought such an extra level of joy to my life personally, just to sing again, because I do love to sing. Love it very much, and she's written such a great song. And, of course, I'm going to sing Joanna from Sweeney Todd. I'm going to sing Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods. I'll sing Multitudes of Amy's, which was cut from Company, amongst some other things. We'll sing a duet from Wicked and so on and so forth. It really has been a real joy to sing again. I forgot how much I like doing it.
How about you, Amy? Has it been like that, too?
It has. I love singing. I love being creative. So this has been everything that I love rolled into one, and fueled by a passion for making the world a better place.
Yeah.
So it's been a great, great 3 months, really. It was 3 months ago that I wrote the song, and everything leading up to Thursday night has been just one of the highlights of my life. So,
do you sing with your kids?
Oh, yes. We sing a lot.
Good.
We do sing a lot. Everything is to song, whether it's brushing your teeth or putting on your clothes.
Great. I had a friend who had some pretty unruly children, and she discovered she sang in kind of a funny operatic voice. They would do anything. So she was really happy to find that out.
Yeah.
The concert is Thursday night at 8 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. Spread the word to end the word. You'll hear Ben and Amy Wright performing. Also, Stephen Arante at the piano and Kendra Gehring Garrett. The tickets are $25. All the proceeds will go to the campaign Spread the Word to End the Word. And you can get your tickets, and you probably should get them soon because it's selling well, by calling Thalian Hall box office 632-2285. Again, 632-2285. If you want more information about this concert, you can go to thalianhall.org. If you want to know more about the campaign, go to endtheworld.org. And we just have a minute left. If you would tell us briefly the other concerts that this will be sung at, and that that'll be on iTunes as well.
Yes, that's right. The day after the concert, June 15th, this Friday, the song will be available for download on iTunes, and a portion of all the proceeds will go to the Spread the Word to End the Word campaign. Additionally, the National Down Syndrome Congress annual convention has asked us to sing the song at their closing ceremonies in Washington, D.C. this summer, and the Best Buddies International Convention in Bloomington, Indiana will sing at their closing ceremonies, and the
APSE Convention in Arlington, which is an organization that helps put intellectually disabled adults in the workforce. So we're excited to share this.
Yeah, you're really going to spread the word.
We're going to do our part, do our best, and are very excited about the whole thing. And this Thursday night should be a really fun evening. So we hope folks can come out for it.
Yeah, fun and inspiring both. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Ben and Amy Wright, my guests today on the Midday Interview. This is WHQR.